All right, when you think of financial service companies, you might not think pawn shops. But pawn shop owners like Maurice Malin in the Bronx neighborhood of New York say they are providing a financial service just to different customers than, say, a typical Wall Street bank.
People in our neighborhood need money. They can't go to a bank because there's no real credit behind them, so they bring in jewelry, and we are their bank.
But as Lisa Chow from our Planet Money team reports, the pawn industry is facing a price collapse, a collapse in the price of gold.
William Roman runs a small cleaning company, and occasionally he has expenses he can't make.
Like paying the cleaners or paying my phone bill.
To make the payments, while many business owners might take out a loan from a bank, Roman turns to his local pawn shop. Now, if you want a loan from a bank, the bank will look at your assets, check your credit, and charge you interest on the money they lend. Pawn shops also lend money to people and charge interest. The difference is there are no applications to fill out. Instead, you have to bring some form of collateral so that if you don't pay back the loan, the pawn shop can sell your stuff.
I pawn laptops, PlayStations, I pawn whatever I could. Like, if I'm not using it, then I'll just go and pawn it.
When Roman pays back his loan, he gets his item back. On this day, he's picking up a watch he pawned a month earlier.
Well, it's a Movado, and I only got 80 bucks for it, unfortunately. But my favorite watch.
Watches aside, the main thing people pawn is gold. Gold bracelets, necklaces, rings.
I have a lot of gold. Well, it's all in here.
At this point, Roman points at his pawnbroker. Gold functions in the pawn shop world as houses did in the banking world. And recently, the same thing that happened with houses happened with gold. The price plummeted. Emmanuel Samuels is a pawnbroker in Brooklyn.
We made loans that we're holding for people that were made in, let's say, December. And in December, gold was like $1,690.
$1,690 an ounce, nearly 30% more than gold's current price. Banks faced similar declines in housing values during the financial crisis.
The banks, a lot of them went out of business. Are pawn shops going out of business?
No.
That's because pawnbrokers have always been more conservative. Of the ones I spoke to, nobody said they lent amounts greater than 70% of gold's value. That's like the entire banking industry demanding a 30% down payment on every house. Pawn shops, they don't want you to default. They want you to pawn your ring, pay back your loan, and pawn your ring again.
I have people that pawn the same items for 10 years, over and over. Every time they have a problem, here they come. Then when they have some money, they pick it up. 2-3 months later, here they are back again. Those are the best customers.
No, I never lost my jewelry. In 10 years that I've been here, I never lost my jewelry.
Rosa Levy is one of those customers. On this day, she's picking up her husband's 14-karat gold ring and paying back the $70 she borrowed 6 weeks ago, plus the $10 of interest and fees. I had seen Levy the previous day, dropping off another ring to borrow $50. She says she used that money for cab fare to bring her husband home from the hospital.
I think she has 6 loans in total.
Jay Rosato is Levy's pawnbroker. He says something that a lot of people told me. During the recession, when gold prices started rising, default rates went up because people could borrow so much more money with their gold.
Some people start thinking of, okay, if I get this amount of money, now I get $500 more. I can do so much more, but they don't realize that you have to pay back that loan. The interest on $1,000 is not the same as the interest in $500.
Rosato says his default rates nearly doubled during the boom. More than half of his customers never picked up their gold, and so Rosato sold it. Now, default rates are back to normal. And unlike banks, who'd like to see housing prices go back up again, Rosato says he'd like gold prices to fall even more so that his customers can start buying gold again. Because more gold out in the market means more stuff to pawn. Lisa Chow, NPR News.